Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Stories, yeah. It's that time of the seasons, the snow is on the ground, and we can go ahead and get those things going. There are so many to tell. They're so numerous that they could go all night long and still not tell them all, and they can go for a couple months, 3-4 months, and still not be able to tell them all. A lot of them are about lessons in life and how to conduct your life or a life. A lot of wisdom, lots of memory and how to talk about them. I heard some last year. I didn't get to hear any this year so far, but last year I did. And enjoy, oh. Boy, you know, the ones that can really, really tell them, they're so funny, you know. They have a lot of that Ojibwe laughter in them. We talked about laughter a few episodes before this one here, shows. And that the humor that's embedded in the storytelling is just incredible. You know, the punchlines, everything, the drama, the life lessons, even those are embedded, you know, but the humor is just interwoven into all of it. And it's just like watching a great show, you know. So if you ever get a chance, you know, if you ever hear storytelling, you know, don't be afraid. Get on in there and go listen to the stories. The guy that I like the most, he's my favorite storyteller, is Bill Blackwell Sr. He's from Grand Portage, Minnesota. If you ever get a chance to hear him or know that he's going to be storytelling, please go listen to him. He is super funny. And you get the messages that they're not hidden. They're well thought out. They're well told, and they're not secretive in anything. You know, they just tell it like it is. And you can definitely see, you know, how you can add those lessons to your life. Easily, and that's another thing, you know, being able to pull those things and add them to your own life. You know, I think that we all as people take those things that we hear and we weed those things out that I don't need that, you know, I'm good without this, I'm good without that, but hey, that I can use, I'll remember this. You know, this will stick with me, those types of things. When I listen to these stories, I don't think I say, I don't need this. I'm pretty sure that all those stories stick with me, you know. And I like listening to them. We have some great storytellers around here. And I appreciate them when they do tell the stories. We can definitely all use a good story and a good lesson, and we can definitely add some structure and morals to our lives. And the moral of the story is, yeah, when we go out and about, we have a camp at home, how we conduct ourselves. We have our friends and our friends, our family, our immediate families. When we go to their places, how we conduct ourselves. When we have our friends, who we conduct ourselves. We go out in the community, we have a way to conduct ourselves. Out in the region, how we conduct ourselves. Out past the region in the country, how we conduct ourselves, and in the world, how we conduct ourselves. A lot of these stories will tell us how we can conduct ourselves in a good way, and how we can add those to our lives. And you're from a certain place, how people will automatically know, that, hey, these people are from there, that's where they're from, and they, you can tell by the how they conduct themselves. They all conduct themselves the same, well, hopefully. And that's I think that's the reason why, we had these stories, is we had a way of life that we had to conduct and how to manage it. They always say, life don't come with a set of instructions, but sometimes they do, Sometimes when we have different moral stories like that, hey, why not take some of those and add those to our lives, and be a certain way. And I go on into different communities, and geez, I can definitely see, some of the when they've been well read like that, or well spoken to, with different stories and those types of things. You can tell the ones that have been, and how they bring themselves and how they conduct themselves. Well, get out there. Once you, if you hear of any storytelling, please, go attend, go check it out, and go see for yourself, hear for yourself, and add them to your lives, or don't, but at least take them on in at least one time in your lifetime. Thank you for tuning on in again. Thanks for listening. Chi Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbert. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.